Even after 10 years of teaching, I never know what...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Okay.
Miles.
How's you heard it going, Miles?
You heard it right. Miles.
Hello. This is Miles.
Miles?
Miles? Hey, everybody. Yeah. Is someone everybody happy?
Someone tweaking your balls or something, or what's...
I'm Miles. Hey, everybody.
Someone tweaking my balls.
You sound, you sound like some kind of ventriloquist dummy.
You think so?
Oh, man. There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm no dummy, man. I'm
so
no dummy.
So you're still hooked on the YouTube, I see.
Yeah, well, now that I've got all, you know, my videos on there, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to mention.
Except my wedding night video. I will not put that on there. But
yeah, they don't want
else.
That either.
Yeah.
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 That would be the Verily View Tube. Sorry. Barely View Tube.
Yeah.
I was trying. That's hard to say. I don't know. But yeah, if you go to the other section of the website, this whole YouTube thing is pretty nifty.
Hey, don't turn off. Don't turn off the power of the show.
Oh, please.
Little kids, what can you do?
I guess. See, I was just complaining about my kids not wanting to go
I
to
know.
Bed.
Here's my kids totally ruining the show.
My kids have been asleep for an hour.
I don't talk like that.
It's amazing what alcohol will do to you and your children.
No. You sound like your old... film teacher when you talk like that.
Oh, like Lauren?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, Schaefer's Light. There's nothing that'll get a kid to sleep faster than a lullaby and a six-pack of Schaefer's Light.
Good stuff.
If that don't work, you hit him in the forehead.
Yeah.
That's why all my daughters are lookers.
Not. Not. Oh, man.
So anyway, the YouTube thing that you're totally addicted to. You know what I realized? Well, anyway, the other section of the website, let me finish this thought before I start a new one here. Other section of the website has all of the videos, so it's got the Tattoo Festival stuff and the Vamp Fest and the Clear Lake one. And it'll have a new one when you're listening to this, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I realized why you like the YouTube so much.
Why is
that? Because it's like being able to watch Univision, except only... having to watch the parts where the chicks shake their titties and stuff.
It's like poor man's TiVo.
It takes that's all hilarious. The midgets and the hooded wrestlers and the fat hosts and the ugly women out of Univision and just leaves you with these bikini clad women and G-strings shaking their titties.
That's a theory.
That's my theory.
That's a theory.
And it was proved in our earlier... Actually, it was not totally proved, but it certainly was in that area.
Right.
When we were talking before we started recording about you and watching Japanese game shows where women deep throat microphones.
I happened to see it once on the stupid... YouTube.com.
It's a little harder to excuse yourself when you're not just channel surfing, because you have to actually click on that in order to watch it, you know. It takes active participation.
I thought it was something else.
Well, I thought it was
a
how to speak Japanese.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that.
Yeah, it's how to speak Japanese with a dick in your mouth. Or in this case, a microphone.
Yeah. Don't make it dirty now. Don't make it dirty. It's supposed to be a funny thing.
Yeah, it was funny when you told it.
Yeah, it was funny when we were watching it. I thought it was kind of funny. A little edgy, but funny, you know.
So, but anyway, so we're utilizing their technology and putting ourselves side by side with Japanese game shows with
Yes, we know. We know. Yes.
Or what was it? Spot the fake orgasm or something like that.
I think it was something like that. I couldn't, you know, because it's
in
Japanese.
But you know, the Tattoo Fest 2, you have footage of a fake orgasm contest. So.
That is true. And I'm not in it, by the way. That guy is not me. The guy that wins isn't me, by the way.
Yeah. So, yeah. That even sounds weirder, the guy that wins.
Yeah, actually a guy wins it. That's
yeah, I know. Don't give away the... That's spoilers. That's like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know. That's probably the best part of the whole damn video, actually.
That's like, what was it? What was the movie where they revealed it was a guy? Oh,
the Crying Game?
Crying Game, yeah. You're blowing the Crying Game.
Like. Yeah, I know. Or The Sixth Sense, you know, I'm giving it away. Yeah,
they're all dead, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
We have those four videos out there for anybody to watch. And watch them all you want, because it does...
Go crazy.
Yeah, it's all on them, not on us.
Enjoy it.
So you can go there... And go to the YouTube link there at Trigger Street, where it's kind of a pseudo contest that we're totally eliminated from, I think, at this point. But
don't go to Trigger Street.
Yeah, go
don't.
To the YouTube. It's no contest. You can just
Bunch
watch
of
the stupid videos.
Artsy fartsy people, just you know.
You don't like Trigger Street because everybody writes reviews that are like, you kind of took more time. You could have actually, you know, used the camera like it's supposed to be used.
I do stuff that I like.
What are you playing with tonight, for Christ's sake?
It's a floppy disk holder case.
Okay, we got a new game show. Every week, what's Miles playing with? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
that'll
be the guess every week.
I'm going to put it down, all right? I'm putting it down.
He's gonads. Wrong! He's just playing with the hair on his gonads.
Now I'm playing with the Emperor.
Emperor what?
Ah, yes. My young apprentice, Darth Maul. Yes.
What is it? Is this the Jewish coffee clutch Emperor or what?
Ah, yes.
Oh, my young apprentice, Darth Maul. Could you possibly give me a little cream for my coffee? It's like Harvey Fierstein as the Emperor.
You know, we saw Harvey, I can't even say his name, Harvey Fierstein and Mrs. Doubtfire over the weekend on cable.
Oh, yeah?
I go,
you hang out for those movies, don't you?
I go, that's Bob's favorite actor right there.
No. You're gorgeous. You're
Anakin.
Gorgeous.
Anakin, does this make my butt look fat?
No, I think robes are very good for you, Mr. Emperor.
Oh, Anakin, you're such a sweetheart. I'm going to unleash the full wrath of my mouth on this jelly donut.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Harvey Fierstein. That'd be funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. That's a funny one.
Kooky. Kooky.
Yeah. Anyway. It's, what was it? Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, back on track here.
Right.
We're adding a new... Miles has, since I can't seem to venture out anywhere and tape anything because I just haven't got the gusto or whatever...
Right.
Miles has put his life on the line to go talk to...
I spoke to international superstar, Lizard Man.
Lizard Man.
I spoke to Lizard Man about a week ago.
Yeah?
Here in Iowa.
He was just passing through, or what?
He was at a, like a tattoo convention, if you will.
You really frequent those tattoo conventions, I'll tell you.
I do. Well, that's my best material.
Evidently, that's all that ever rolls through town there is like bingo and tattoo festivals.
Yeah. Come on, it's
Iowa.
Don't
you want to interview me, Sonny? I'm the bingo champ of the Midwest.
There's nothing here. It's Iowa. I mean,
yeah,
I
know.
You know.
He's swinging by to tip some cows or what?
No, he was there. He was doing some shows and stuff.
Tipping cows and taking names.
But if you haven't seen him, he's done some body modification.
Is that what they call that? Is that the official
yeah.
name?
Yeah. He's pretty much
body
got
mod.
Tattoos throughout his whole body.
Yeah, but we didn't see that in the video. But
yeah, I didn't want to get too weird with it, you know.
Hey, could you take your pants off?
They want to get too Truman Capote with it, you know, or something. It's just
I'm Lord Palpatine.
Yeah.
Could you take off your pants?
Listen,
so I could videotape your wiener.
Is it true that you got tattoos over most of your body?
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that I might be able to wet those down to make sure it's not henna?
Anyway.
So now, he's also filed his teeth down to sharp points.
Ooh, yeah, I know, that was freaky.
And
well, I should stop everybody and say, go watch the video. I'll have a link, direct link.
And
so you can listen to the talk up here. And then
he's put something into his forehead. I don't know, I didn't ask what these were.
Oh, what's in your forehead?
Like these balls, if you will.
Are those your conquests?
No, you know what? I laugh, but Lizard Man is a very down-to-earth person.
Oh, yes.
I arranged a very last-minute interview with him.
Yeah? Oh, really?
Yeah, that was very last minute.
Oh, I thought you emailed him and he said, yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that was pretty last minute.
Oh, okay, well. You know.
I mean, come
well,
on.
How much you got to plan these things out, for Christ's sake, you know?
Like, well, I mean, he is an international superstar, so.
All right, I know. I
totally
believe you.
You know, I was going to videotape. He does a show.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's his bread and butter, you know.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, why? I'm not going to, you know, steal money from him by taping his show, you know.
Right,
that's
right.
Makes money, so I won't. I did think about it for a second, though. I'm like, because this guy was telling me all these things that, you know, he does. And,
yeah.
You know,
what did he do?
Like, for instance, he's got, like, those, and I don't know what you'd want to call it, but those big hoops in his ears, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he'll hang, like, cinder blocks from his ears and stuff.
Holy shit!
With a chain, and, like, he'll swing it around. And
oh,
I mean,
God.
That's just some of it.
I'm about to hang these cinder blocks from my ears and castrate a member of the audience.
Yeah, I know. That'd probably be me, yeah.
If I catch anybody in here with a goddamn video camera.
You get out!
I'm going to smash these blocks on your testicles.
Yeah, no, totally cool, though.
Wow.
Lizard Man, totally cool.
I didn't know he did that. That's impressive.
Well, it was something about, like, he, and I didn't quite understand this, but he puts a tube down his throat and he pukes up something.
Oh, my God.
And then he eats it again or something.
Oh, that's
some guy with long hair was telling me all this, man.
Dude, but it wasn't Dennis Hopper from Apocalypse.
No, it wasn't him, no. It was something like that, but no.
Oh, okay.
It was that kind of, you know, atmosphere. Like, hey, man.
Hey.
Yeah, it was
so
totally kooky.
He regurgitates.
Or I didn't, you know, there's just a lot of stuff that goes on, but I thought, I'm not going to film it because,
right.
You know, that's his gig, you know.
That's
I'm
his
not going to.
Yeah,
go pay the money, go see it, you know.
Yeah, this is just a little, you know.
So
actually, I call it more of a slice of life kind of thing.
I talked to the guy for about 5 minutes. Totally cool.
Yeah.
Down to earth, cool.
He seemed like
very
a nice guy.
Because you never know. You're like, oh, wow, this is going to be, like, really weird. And, you know.
He didn't act weird.
I mean, yeah, he was very down to earth. You know, no.
He looked really weird. I was very disturbed watching the tape. It's only like the total, all your rough stuff was only, like, about 5 minutes. But
yeah.
The stuff. Miles can go out in public and shoot things, and I can't. I just am not up for that. And
you pretty much do about, you know, 90% of the work on this website, but when it comes to this, I kind of, you know,
do you want to
enjoy
increase
it.
That number a little bit?
I enjoy it. Oh, I see.
95, 96, something like that.
Yeah, all right. No, I'll go with you. No, you do.
The only thing I don't
do
is answer your email.
You do. No, that's fine. I'll give you all the props.
No, but I mean, you can go out and talk to these people. I just don't think I can handle this.
I couldn't, you know, I couldn't talk to Charles Napier, though.
Right, yeah, you got intimidated by
I choked, man.
Well, you didn't have your camera, though. You just were...
I know, but I choked. I was like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, that guy's intimidating, man. He's a tough
guy. He was. He was, man.
Yeah, he's tough. Lizard Man, you know, he's just got...
Yeah.
Things on his eyes and, you know...
Yeah.
Split tongue, which is really...
Oh, yeah, that was... seeing that, if you've not seen someone that's had their tongue yet split... Very interesting.
Yeah, to say the least.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Well, to go on with this just a little bit, you shot this and sent it over to me and I put it together, and then I had it ready last week, but we just weren't ready to talk about it.
Right.
And then I picked my daughter up from school on Monday.
Right.
This is an interesting story, which is good we didn't, because I picked her up on Monday, and I was a little early.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the way things are, it's like all, you know, you can't get in the building until it's time, you know.
Oh, right,
so
right.
You got to stand out in the sun, and, you know.
Right.
So I'm waiting, and these people walk up.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, somebody's parents.
Right.
And I'd been watching this lizard guy stuff, you know, quite intensely, trying to do something with it, and
yeah.
It was kind of freaking me out, you know, the whole time.
It does freak you out, yeah.
And these people were all tattooed up.
Right.
They're like the tattooed mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, almost to the extent of the lizard guy.
Really?
Like, all up the neck and down the arms, you know?
Yeah.
They weren't wearing, like, shorts or anything, so... And on the ankles.
Right.
And the dude had, like, stitches like Frankenstein in his neck. Like,
really?
Tattooed.
Yeah.
And he had spark plugs where the neck bolts would be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was even creepier for me, you know.
That's my daddy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly... I'm like, I wonder what room they're going to.
Oh,
keep an eye on these people.
It wasn't in your daughter's class, was
it? No, it wasn't. It was next door. But that, yeah. But I mean, they seem like fairly nice people. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. But that's just not for, you know, the school. That's a little off normal.
Actually, most people I've met are pretty cool.
Yeah, I think generally that's the way. If you figure they're there to pick up their kid, they're
right.
I mean, if they weren't responsible, they'd just let their kid walk home or whatever.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of interesting. It was a whole other perspective. It was like the down home. Because that guy was real laid back in his interview, lizard guy.
Yeah.
And
we're out by like the pool, man.
And you wouldn't, if he didn't have all that going on, it'd be like talking to your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, you know. It's just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then I saw the folks at the school. I'm like, well, you know, it's. Yeah. But it was really weird, though. I was waiting to see what my kid would say, because I was hiding. I was working on this thing, you know, hiding my computer screen and stuff while I'm working on it. And so they wouldn't see it and get freaked out. Because, I mean, this is a guy, he looks like he comes in your nightmares, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Totally. Kind of creepy. He kind of reminded me, there was this movie, it's a real bad movie back in the... I guess it was the early 80s with Dirk Benedict, you know, the guy from the A-Team?
Yeah.
It was called...
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah,
where
the guy turns into a snake.
Or whatever.
Like some scientist turns him into a snake,
It had Strother Martin in it, like, this was before he died, I think.
Yeah.
What we got here is...
Hey, first impression, when you saw the video...
Yeah.
What did you think?
Get a fucking tripod. That's what I thought.
What?
Get a fucking tripod.
Oh, please. I had that camera sitting on the table resting on my hand.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
No, come on.
Yeah, I could
tell.
Come
on.
I'm like, get a tripod.
This video is shot cinema verte.
Break down and buy some sticks, you goddamn.
I shot it just like Barbara Capel shot Harlan County, USA. You know?
Well, okay.
Just
great.
Like that.
Yeah,
same
well,
thing.
You know Barbara
same
Capel,
difference.
Whatever.
Same difference.
You shot it just like you do your kids' videos.
Yeah. I'm going to... Yeah, I do have a tripod. It's just the kids have played with it.
Yeah, I know. It's all bent up.
It's missing pieces now.
But no, I it was fine. I wish it would have varied a little bit more. I ended up doing that, but... I'm like, I understand why you don't take a tripod.
Right.
Because you're trying to get in and you're trying to get out.
Right, yes, thank you.
I understand that.
Thank you.
But...
Yeah.
Actually, you should get a monopod.
Yeah.
I actually got one of those. A monopod? It's just a one-stick tripod.
You got a body mount?
No, I don't have, like, a body mount thing.
You should get that.
Well, but those are a little... That's a little weird, you know?
Yeah, I'd wear that.
People get intimidated. I don't know how you could wear it. We couldn't wear something like that. My God.
It'd be like... Hitchcock wearing a body mount.
That's right.
Water evening. I'll bury the body mount. Oh. So I shot it. I shot it.
To my belly button.
I shot it. Okay.
That was good, though. It was fine.
I did a low angle.
A little low, yeah.
But I thought it was interesting.
It was. Well, we'll let people watch. They can send an email and tell us if they're interested.
I think it's our best video.
You think? All right, well...
I have not shot a video for this, our website, in quite a while.
It's been, at least 3 years, 4 years.
I'm like Kubrick.
We used to do them a lot, you know?
I'm like Kubrick. I'm taking my time between movies now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pacing myself.
Yeah, I'm like Kubrick, and then I take my time.
That's the
only way.
Parallel that I could...
Well, that, and I'm going bald, and I look funny. But
I would still like to do a video on carnies.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Because I'd love to go up to, like, you know, things where it's like you got to throw the basketball in the hoop. And,
right,
you know,
and
ask the guy if he'd kissed the balls for good luck. I think that would be so damn funny. I've never had the balls to actually go out and do it, though.
Yeah, well, see, the Lizard Man, you're much more serious. This is definitely more serious than your other ones. So.
Yeah, I didn't get kooky with it. I know.
No, you didn't get too kooky.
Well, that's it was nice already kooky, bit. Though. I mean, it was like putting a mustache on the Mona Lisa. You know, I mean, it's already done. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, she already has a mustache? I didn't know.
No, that. I mean, it's, you know, why try to tamper with what's been done? You know, it's like...
But anyway, there'll be a link. I hope you've already watched the video, and we're running kind of long here. So.
All right.
Any final words from you?
No, you know, I did ask the Slizzard Man for a shout-out to the peeps, and he didn't have no shout-out.
That was the funniest bit.
I love that bit. I really caught him off guard with that.
Yeah, you did.
We saw the real Lizard Man.
He's like,
no. No, I don't.
No.